Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, let's welcome Mufti Farhan Karani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahaba. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, all well on the side. How's Mufti Sahab doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Gee, Mufti Sahab, a lot of fitna coming out, a lot of things happening in the world. Where does Mufti Sahab want to start?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So, like you said, there's always fitna coming out all the time. And this morning I was looking at my phone and looking what a step I got here, I downloaded some time ago. So, it's a useful app. It has all, for example, the counters and namaz times and two masalas and things. But when I looked deeper into it, I found whose information is on there is devious, like Uman Ali Khan and all those characters, Mank and him. So, you might think that no, this app is so useful. Look at some information it can give you, but you must see deeper and see who is behind it. Because a lot of articles we read online also, maybe we search for something and we come across an article, but we don't know who is the author. What's the author's background? What are his beliefs? And so we have to be very careful when we take information from the net, because everybody has access to the web, and it's easy to get hidayat, and it's easy to lose hidayat also. A person just reads something and he thinks, oh, this year, I didn't know this year. Oh, who's this person here? Oh, he looks like a reliable author. And then we accept what he says, and then we can even lose our iman, or we can go astray. So it's important to have knowledge to distinguish what is right and wrong. That's what Allah Ta'ala sent the Nabi, that Nazara Furqan. Allah Ta'ala revealed the Furqan. What is the Furqan? The Furqan is a divider. And like Umar al-Faruq, distinguish between right and wrong. So the Quran was sent to us to decipher, to make us realize what is right and what is wrong. And so a mu'min, when a mu'min's iman is built, and when we increase our iman, then we can distinguish what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes you hear something or you read something, but something in your heart just tells you, no, I mean, this doesn't sound right. Then you do some research and you find that, no, this here is incorrect information. Like when in India, when I can't remember his name. He came out and he said he took out articles. He was taking out articles, and the ulama of the time, one particular alim, I think it was Hussein Ahmad Badini Rahmalai. He brought it to the attention of the ulama that, you know, this person is a devious, you know, must be careful of him. And they said, no, but what articles he's writing, so beautiful articles, and, you know, so well versed. And he said, no, there's something behind this whole thing. And then when he even took leave from the madrasa, and then he studied all these articles, and then he saw behind this whole thing was a different plot. It wasn't for the Deen of Islam. It wasn't to promote the Sheikh. Some other agenda the person had. So when a person has this ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, then he can see a right from wrong. So even if the whole world is saying, no, this is black, but you know this is white, and you stick to what you know. And because Allah Ta'ala guides the heart. Allah Ta'ala guides the heart, and the heart is pure. And when we don't taint our ruh with haram food, and we don't taint it with doubtful food, and we don't taint it with sin, then the ruh becomes pure. And the insan, our Ruh can become closer to Allah Ta'ala than the angels, and we can become more evil than Shaitan. And so this ruh, we have to nurture it, we have to look after it. And because if we don't, then we will lose the plot, we will lose the place, our place in Jannah, and earn a place in Jahannam. And this Quran is so beautiful. And if you look at every surah, almost every surah, Allah Ta'ala begins with. And for example, the second surah, Radical Kitab Islam, Radical Kitab Udari. This kitab, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt in it. And other surahs, Kitabun Anzalnahu, later, we have revealed over and over, we have revealed. And Allah is the one who wrote in this name. Alladina atinahum al-kitab, yatlunahu haqqa tilawati. Allah Ta'ala speaks about those people, that we have given them the book. And we have given, they didn't get the book by themselves. Allah Ta'ala says, we have given the book. If you look at what the mushrikeen of Makkah were saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said that in the morning and in the evening, he gets information from some people. So they come and tell him things, and then he comes and relates it to us. It's from old fables, Asaf Ibn Awwaleen. He's getting all this information from Asaf Ibn Awwaleen, and don't listen to him. And Rajul Masura, he's a bewitched person. That is what they told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah says, no, we have given this book to them, yet lunahu, they recite this book, haqqa tilawati. And they recite it according to how it's supposed to be recited. And what it's to recite. Now, what does this mean? That when you recite the Quran, and we have to recite the Quran with conviction that this is the book of Allah Ta'ala, and whatever niyat you make when you're reciting the Quran, it will have that benefit on you, that effect on you. For example, you read the Quran with the intention, oh Allah, cure me through the barakat of this Quran. And any problems we have, ya Allah, I am depressed. Allah, remove my depression. And just the other day, somebody was saying, why do we, I don't understand the concept of depression. Why does a person get depressed? And so I said, no, depression is natural. Nabi Qasim also got depressed when the mushrikeen didn't want to accept the message of Allah Ta'ala. He also got depressed. So depression is a normal instinct of a human being. It's part of how Allah Ta'ala created us. But the problem arises is how do we deal with this depression? And how do we deal with this depression? Do we take our life because we're depressed? Do we fall into sins because we're depressed, trying to look for happiness in market of Allah Ta'ala? Or do we turn to Allah Ta'ala in our depression? I'm depressed. Okay, why I'm depressed? Because I've committed sins. That's why I'm depressed. Allah Ta'ala has taken His rahmat away from me. That is why I'm depressed. I must recite the Quran. And in there is solace for me. There is solace for me in the Quran. So recite the Quran, haqqa tilawati, what is true recital. And one of the meanings of this is also to recite the Quran Kareem with the Jweed, recite the Quran Kareem with the proper maharij, the proper pronunciation of the letters. And this is very, very important, especially when if we are teaching children, that we think, oh no, the child is only 5 years old, it will come right. No, we have to make it right from the beginning. Right from the beginning, we have to make it maharij correct. Correct as maharij, and the pronunciation of the letters and the harakat and everything. Because they will grow up with that way of reciting. And many times you see that we have experienced that the child was learning by someone else, and now when they come to you, they're reciting all wrong. And then you ask them, but didn't somebody correct your recitation? No, they didn't. Nobody told us this is wrong. Because they assume, no, the child is small and okay, let it go, and you know, they'll come right, and they'll fix it themselves. And no, we have to work on the pronunciation of the letters, because it's so important. and explain to them that if you recite a fatha in place of a kasra or a dhamma, you change the meaning of the Quran. And you change the meaning of the Quran. If you're reading a kaf instead of a qaf, then you are changing the meaning. It's a simple example. You take Italian that kalb, the word kalb, it was a kaf, kaf lamba, it means dog. Now if you read it a qalb, qalb with a qaf means heart. Or if you read the other way, qalb, the word is qalb and you read kalb. And you're changing the meaning of the Quran. And so it is important to learn how to recite the Quran correctly. And many people think, no, we've gone old now. I'm in my 50s and 60s now. Well, I'm going to go now, find a ustad to learn, teach me now. No, there are some people who realize that, you know, I wasn't taught with tajweed, and I didn't read the Quran Kareem with tajweed all my life. Now is the time I must at least make some effort to rectify my recitation, because it's the book of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has revealed it in a certain way. I must recite it in that way that Allah Ta'ala wants me to recite it. And Allah Ta'ala goes on to say, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُوا نَبِي. Those people, they bring iman in the Quran. They bring iman, they have yaqeen, and they have belief, conviction in the Quran Kareem. How much of conviction do we have in the Quran Kareem? And we read the ayat of punishment. Does it shake us? And do the ayat even shake our heart? What does Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran Kareem regarding this here? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ That verily those people, those believers, مؤمنون الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ Those, when the dhikr, the mention of Allah is made, then what happens? وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their hearts tremble. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their hearts tremble. Why does it tremble? Because they hear the message of Allah Ta'ala. What Allah Ta'ala is telling me in the Quran Kareem, the ayat of punishment, that this is the punishment for those people who consume riba interest. This is the punishment for those people who commit kufr. And so Allah Ta'ala is warning us in the Quran Kareem. Many, many places Allah Ta'ala, so this Quran is a warner. And Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a warner also, that warn the Ummah, that if they do this, then this is the consequence. But how much of yaqeen and iman do we have in the words of Allah Ta'ala, in the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And if we have proper iman, then we will be afraid. Like Allah Ta'ala says, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ We will be afraid of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Our hearts will tremble, we will become fearful. But what we fear? We fear material things. That if I don't work, then I will suffer and I will starve and I will become poor. And if I don't do this here, if I do this in this way, then I will not achieve this result. But we're not thinking in terms of akhirah. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to think in terms of the akhirah. That if I read this dhikr, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if I read this dhikr here, then I will attain this reward in the Akhirah. And they had full yaqeen and conviction. But how much of conviction and yaqeen do you have in the words of Allah Ta'ala in the Rifasim? وَإِذَا تُلِّيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ And when the ayat are recited to them, then what? زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا It increases them in the iman. So the Mufassirin say that yes, iman can increase and decrease. And so when a person does a'mal salihah, he does good deeds, and he stays away from sin, then what happens? His iman increases, and the strength of his iman increases. As the other day, somebody was asking, so what's the difference that the person, why is it important to know whether this surah is a Makki surah or Madani surah? Why is it important to know whether it's Makki or Madani surah? So, why is it important? And I ask myself, why is it important to know this surah is a Makki or Madani? Okay, it's a Makki, this is a surah. But the surah being revealed in Makkah Mukarramah will tell you that why it was revealed there. And all those ayat that were revealed in Makkah Mukarramah, those surahs that were revealed in Makkah Mukarramah, are there for the building of the iman of the Sahaba, building of the iman of the Muslims. At this time, the same year, the Makkah Mukarrama was to build the iman of the Muslims, to strengthen the iman, their conviction in Allah Ta'ala, to root out all the evil of the nafs, the greed, and to make sabr in times of difficulty. Then only when Allah Ta'ala commanded, now you must make hijrah. And after that, only the ayat of jihad were revealed. And masail, fasting was made compulsory, and hajj, etc. So in Makkah Mukarrama was only for islah-i-nafs. And islah-i-nafs. Mainly for islah-i-nafs. Salah was made compulsory in Makkah Mukarrama, just before hijrah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on Mi'raj. But the other masail, all the other injunctions of Allah Ta'ala were revealed in Medina Munawwara. So that is why we have to know, also it's important to know, that this ayat or this surah was revealed, Makkah Mukarrama, this surah was revealed in Medina Munawwara. And so everything has importance which relates to the Quran Kareem. It's very, very important. And why? So a person say, okay, now, you know, I have to start learning what Allah Ta'ala is telling me. Yes, we have to learn. But now, like you started in the beginning, we have to know where we're getting our information from. And many, many homes, in fact, every home in this country has a translation of the Quran Kareem. But it's the wrong translation. It's written by Shia. The Yusuf Ali translations, all wrong translations. If we have those days, we must get rid of it. Because it's not the correct translation. And the author was a Shia. So we must be careful of what way we get our knowledge from, where we acquire our deen from. And وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala goes further to say that, and they have, they rely, they have tawakkul upon their Rabb. So that is a very, Allah Ta'ala put it right at the end there. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. But what important this part of the ayat has, that to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything what happens is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, tells us that the whole world can get together. In a hadith of the Nabi Muhammad also, it comes that the whole world can get together to harm you, and if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want harm to befall you, it's not going to befall you. And if the whole world gets together to benefit you, they can't benefit you. Only if Allah Ta'ala wants to benefit you, then you will get the benefit. And we see in what's happening in Gaza. The whole world is trying to benefit the people of Gaza. But in the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only He and only He knows why Allah ta'ala is stopping help from coming to this place in the people of Gaza. It is in the divine wisdom of Allah ta'ala. We don't know. Allah ta'ala has plans. What Allah ta'ala's plans are, we don't know. And look at what's happening in America. Okay. Allah Ta'ala is destroying, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will destroy America from themselves and by themselves and through their leaders. You see what the president is doing there. It, he puts the whole state of Washington under military guard, and I think he's doing a very, very great job. But what he's actually saying, that the state is so dangerous, it mustn't come here. Then in the whole world, you mustn't come here. You don't have permission to come here. We deny you visas. You must be grateful. Why must you go to that evil place where the voice of Islam is trampled upon and not allowed to speak out against kufr and against evil ideologies? And so we don't want to go there. So Allah Ta'ala is destroying America with their own president. So coming back, that we must have tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. That whatever Allah Ta'ala does, Allah Ta'ala knows why He does it. And we must have a conviction that Allah Ta'ala is in control. If we realize this here, then we'll never ever complain. Okay, I got hurt. Why did I get hurt? Now you don't have to question, now why did I get hurt? You know, if I had done this here, then it would be different. The result would be different. And if I had done like this here, the result would be different. No. It is what it is because Allah Ta'ala wanted it to be so. And Allah Ta'ala wanted me to get hurt, it is why I got hurt. Allah Ta'ala wanted, sometimes, you know, we leave, we got delayed. Somebody came to the sky, hey, long time no see. And we start talking to the person, right? We spend 5 minutes there. And then we get on the road. And then we see an accident, a fresh accident, everything, Ya Allah. If it wasn't for that delay, I would be in this accident. It would be me, it would be my time, it would be my life in this situation. And so it's the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. And spending 5 minutes greeting another Muslim, having a conversation with another Muslim, making him happy, then they get saved from a calamity. So Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom, in His infinite wisdom, knows why He does certain things. You must never have a question. Allah Ta'ala's decree. That's why is it happening like it's happening, because Allah Ta'ala wants it to happen. And another ayat Allah Ta'ala says that, وَإِذَا قَرَأَتَ الْقُرْآنَ, when you recite the Quran, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, we create between you and those people who don't bring iman in the akhirah, bil akhirati, hijaban mastura, an invisible wall, an invisible veil. So it's important to know that the Quran Kareem has lots of benefits. And Allah Ta'ala has created a hidayat in the words of the Quran Kareem. But if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want you to get that benefit from the Quran Kareem, then you won't be able to benefit. Like Abu Jahl and them, they were masters in the Arabic language. They understood Arabic. They were just off the cuff. They were just record of poems in Arabic with high grammar, etc. But they could not accept the message of Allah Ta'ala. It didn't penetrate their heart. And because that hijab and masura, that invisible veil, that partition between them and receiving the hidayat was placed there by Allah Ta'ala, that they are not to be guided. They are not to receive this guidance. It is so they listen. They listen to the Quran Kareem, but they can't accept. They can't accept the word of Allah Ta'ala. They can't accept that Allah Ta'ala is one. And they can't accept that Nabi Sassam is the final prophet. And so that is why it is so important to make dua to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you have given me hidayat. Allah, keep me on this hidayat. Allah, do not take me away. Do not deviate my heart. Because it doesn't take anything for Allah Ta'ala to just a split second deviate our heart, and then we're on the right track, and all of a sudden we're on the wrong track, and everybody will try to speak to us, and people will try to reason with us, and we can't see the wrong we're doing. We don't recognize, we don't accept, we don't acknowledge that, you know, what I'm doing now, this new way of thinking of mine is the wrong way of thinking. We can't see right from wrong, because that hidayah has been taken, that barrier has been played by Allah Ta'ala for us to recognize the truth. So we must appreciate this Quran Kareem. We must make an effort to recite it properly as Allah Ta'ala has revealed it, as it ought to be recited. And we must try to understand what Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran Kareem and get the correct means of acquiring the knowledge of the Quran Kareem by an ustad who knows the correct translations and the correct tafsir, get a kitab which has the correct tafsir of the Quran Kareem. And that way, inshallah, we'll be showing Allah Ta'ala that we want guidance. We want to be guided to the right path. And then, inshallah, we will be guided to the right path. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ
جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مُفْتِي صَاحِبْ. Make dua for us as well. Inshallah, we'll meet you next week. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.